We all know by now how power thinks. We can see it's sinking us. We don't want that. So we can now start developing our own thought, because the thought they gave us, it's not served us very well, has it? Look around. This is called seeing reality. It's time now to turn away from power, their thoughts, their cons, their myths, turn away from class and the damage that it's done to us, and start the discussions of what we want. Leisure, our time, our lives. It's time to let that goal guide us. Begin to describe the transformations of the physical world that we seek to affect. And let the earth blow away the false fog and clear our sight to the new path, the true path, so we can keep our eyes on the prize. And it struck me in thinking about and rereading the what I'm planning to say, and it just struck me over and over how Egypt is showing us these quite literally giving us the concrete example of what the issues are that we're facing, that we have to start talking about literally the structures that we need to be free and recognize that we cannot simply find good people and put those good people in those same structures and dream, imagine, hope that it will change those structures. These structures are designed to keep us contained. That's what they're going to do. One in, or two or even a few good individuals in those structures cannot do it. We have to change the physical infrastructure of society. And that ultimately means decentralization, because power is centralized. We have to break that up. And that doesn't mean that one state has to fight for its freedom and then say good luck to everybody else. First of all, because a one state cannot find its freedom. I mean, there's the illusion, because remember from that quote from Emmanuel Wallerstein, we can't all be Denmark. He seems to imply that that's a very attractive future, to be Denmark, right? No, it isn't. And no, it isn't. Because individual freedom requires generalized human freedom. And even if they allow, because it's a class, that's what class is. It creates winners and losers. And it's not happiness to be in the winner box, to say, okay, we'll let you have universal health care. Okay, we'll let you have free higher education. We'll let you be able to take off work for a year when you have a child. We'll let, you know, no. No, that's not happiness. That's not happiness, to fulfill your function and go home and sit in front of the TV, never ever using your full power, while you sit there and say, oh, isn't that too bad about what's going on in China? Oh, isn't it too bad what they're doing to Africa? Oh my goodness, they've turned it into one big agribusiness site. No, that's not happiness. Happiness is waking up in the morning knowing everybody else can wake up with the same feeling of, what do I want to do today? Do I want to help my brothers and sisters with the coffee crop in Indonesia or in Mexico? You know what I mean? It's like the possibilities are endless, because we created, all of us, the infrastructure to allow possibilities to be endless. So let's start talking about how to start grabbing it back. And that means global action. Global action. A single nation can't do it. They can lead the way. But if we don't back them up, we are setting them up for horrible consequences, because they've shown what they can do. And we know what power does when it sees people straighten their backs up. Think Haiti. Think how they've punished Haiti. Generation after generation, they don't forget. Think Cuba. They don't want us to think we have any alternative. And so when you see millions in the street, best believe they got Egypt in the crosshairs. So we better start backing them up globally. We have to. They are our future. They are leading the way to our future. And maybe it's because I'm a grandma. Maybe it's because I'm in love with the ocean. Voice is a funny thing, isn't it? Time to let the goal guide us means getting behind, driving a new train on a new track. This time, with the earth on our side, by our side, standing with her. The one we're on is being driven by an historicist myth, or rather by us as its manifestation, suppressing our own vitalness. The energy of suppression encounters enormous resistance, unconsciously, requires enormous costs and loss of life energy. And now, when we've entered a time which calls for huge energy inputs to correct the evil effects of so much suppression over the thousands of generations, still, power wants to extract that toll by force, to use the same means that led to so much misery. And it will not let go its dream of so-called mastery, of so-called perfection, in which the various functions never drift from their designated places, so that power can pretend it bends us all to knowledge infinite. But their knowledge is not our knowledge, their reason not ours. But we can only become certain of this, certain we have reclaimed the definitions if we consciously develop them, all of us, not some self-important few. Today we're going to examine some of the key notions to be reclaimed and discuss why it's critical that we do. Rationalism is a juncture where many related notions meet, so it may be the key to helping us see how we got tied up in that web of obligation.